Like, I respect it as a theory, but if you say that it's a fact and we're gonna go like it's certain that it's true, then there is now ways of definitely disclaiming that it's not real. For instance, the world's in a state of regression, basically, of like the Sahara is getting bigger. So the Sahara is the biggest desert in the world.
We can't assume that it's always getting bigger.
It threatens the age of the Earth because the thing that you guys escape in is millions and millions of years. Prove that the Earth's that age because you can't do it. And if you think that it's millions of years, then you're sadly mistaken, sir.
I don't think it. I would be mistaken if I thought it was millions of years old. It's billions of years old.
Oh my God. The number just keeps getting older and older. Okay, so prove it. Make it a fact.
Prove it. So
to have something be a fact, you have to have sound fucking evidence in a court of law to prove what you're saying. So if you think that it's billions of years old, what is your evidence to support that claim? Because all the evidence supports it not being that old, quite frankly. So you're in la-la land, sir. So what's your evidence for the Earth being billions of years old? Because that's what you guys get lost in with evolution. The Earth's billions of years old. Given enough time, a fish could walk on land. And given enough time,
you could grow the other half of your brain. Yeah, given enough time.
Yeah, given enough time.
But it would require billions of years.
It's fucking scary, too, because, you know, if you take evolution seriously, Why is humanity suffering on a level that animals would never fucking dream of? If this is just a random mutation, this debauchery that we're talking on cell phones right now, why we should just delete ourselves? Because this is a sad flop of evolution. The fact that we're talking on cell phones right now, that's a fucking debauchery in evolution.
Go ahead.
That shouldn't have ever existed.
Go ahead. I'll do it after you do it.
What? I'm just saying, like, if evolution is correct, we need to take survival of fittest to the, of like, humans are suffering. True? True. That's a fact, okay?
We need to take survival of the fittest to the farthest and commit suicide? How does that follow?
Because we self-domesticated each other into being bitches, essentially, and now we're all fucking suffering. I don't know
what you're talking about. I can barely understand you because I think when you speak, you use the beta bet, whereas I use the alphabet in my speech. I can't hear your words, little man, because you don't know the alphabet.
That was a good joke, actually.
Literally wasn't joking. You actually don't think that evolution is true?
Of course not. I think it's highly implausible, at best, a cool theory. Evolution. It's highly, highly, undoubtedly irrational as fuck to believe in evolution. But there's some good stuff that comes from it as a theory of an idea. But undoubtedly, it is a delusion of la-la land. Okay, and I'll tell you why. I don't support Christianity, though. I think that what you're doing is creating polarity with Christians because obviously they're also in la-la land. But
you.
No.
When I talk about evolution, my goal of spreading scientific literacy about evolution has nothing to do with being anti-Christian, because I used to be a Christian and I still believed in evolution and I don't have any problem with it. I don't go around looking for Christians who do believe in evolution and say, okay, well, I think you should go farther and abandon your faith. I don't do that.
Well, that seems a bit contradictory to me, but I guess that's okay for you to be from that side of it. But what is it that leads you to believe that it's a fact other than an epigory of shared faith?
Evidence.
What's the evidence? Because I'll tell you this.
Fossil record, comparative anatomy.
The fossil record is bullshit, bro. Are you talking about the layers of fucking dirt sediment?
Comparative anatomy, embryology. Those things.
Well, dude, it's a verified fact that the layers of dirt sediment is a verified falsity, okay? All you have to do is mix it up in water, mix up in the sedimentary rock creates
layers. But the strata are not sorted by density. Therefore, I don't know if you were trying to argue for no.
And I don't know if you know about erosion, but it's actually more likely that the layers would go away than build up.
So most of the layers do go away.
Yeah. So what Earth existed to create layers of rock that makes you claim millions of years when the evidence supports that the layers would be going away?
I am only aware of one of them. I live there.
Yeah, and I promise you that the evidence overwhelmingly supports a young Earth, not an old Earth. So,
well, I know that that's not true. I'm going to show you a blurry picture. Yeah,
based
picture.
On a shared faith of an aggregory of what you people believe that has nothing to support it.
I get you're trying to sound photosynthesis, but just shut up for a second. So this is kind of a blurry picture, but this actually, yeah, that's actually a terrible picture. Okay, that says it's 5,000 pixels, so it should be high resolution. There we go. So this is Badlands National Park in South Dakota. Do you notice how most of the strata is not there? It got eroded away?
Yeah, I've actually been here, by the way.
Me too.
This is my... By the way. Where are you from?
South Dakota.
You're from South Dakota?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm from Nebraska.
Gross. I don't live there anymore.
South Dakota's not much better than Nebraska, though.
But apart from in every single way, yeah, you're right. So most of the layers have actually been eroded away. So that thing you were talking about, like, well, I don't know what point you were trying to make, really. But yeah, this was all,
I don't know what
it
point
was
you're
solid
trying to make,
sediment up
make...
here. But then it all got washed out and taken away by...
Yeah.
It's not the way.
Well, no, but your claim is that those layers were created by millions of years of sediment. But we know that sedimentary rock creates those layers almost instantly. All you have to do is have water.
That's never been seen before.
And, you know, there's sound evidence that South Dakota, Nebraska was a giant lake at one time, right?
It was part of, it was the Tethys Sea. So it was part of the sea. It was connected to the ocean. But that was millions of years ago. So congratulations. By appealing to the secular science, you have now put yourself in a position to be arguing for millions of years.
Okay, well, that was your claim, you know.
No,
I don't think
it was your claim. You made the claim. You repeated the claim of the secular scientists. So
that's because the evidence is there to support that it was underwater, right?
I think you're getting spanked,
buddy. That's what creates the layers, bro. All you need is water.
Get fucking spanked, bro.
Something that was underwater creates sedimentary layers to the and then stuff erodes. And that happens within a few thousand years, bro.
Nah,
so
it happens,
you know,
over millions.
We can easily have no. That's your claim, and you have nothing to support that claim.
Except
for layers.
I do.
So far, all you've said is layers, which can easily be debunked. So, what's your next claim to this supposed fact that is most definitely
which fact are you looking? Because
overwhelmingly,
which fact are you looking for? Evolution, the age of the Earth, or what?
Well, I mean, we could just stick with the age of the Earth, sure.
Okay. We can see for billions of light years. Therefore, the only acceptable answer for the age of the universe is billions of years. And rocks on Earth and meteorites that formed the Earth are consistently dated to many billions of years as well. Ergo, confirmatory evidence that Earth is billions of years old.
What, radioactive decay, dude? That's the same fucking analogy of how you think the light travels forever.
I've never seen anyone get spanked twice in the same debate, but you managed to do it. Don't let chat, what is it doing, happen to you. I've taken 100 of the most common anti-scientific arguments and put together the research, the logic, and the facts to take them all down. Every copy is personally signed and shipped by me. There are also way over 100 additional misconceptions in my second book, Facts That Aren't True. Or if you prefer, there are full audio versions of both books, including all of the pictures used in the books. If you're interested, click the link in the description.
If that's what you think, bro, because clearly, if you think radioactive decay, that's the same silly logical fallacy that you think light travels forever, because if it's halved, if something's halving, there'll always be something left to half, which literally, to anyone who has actual sound reasoning, if something's halving, it's actually getting smaller drastically faster than what is usually, you know, but you think that it will go forever.
Did I already say that you were trying really hard to sound photosynthesis? Did I already say that?
No, you didn't.
Okay. You definitely are. You are trying as hard as you can to sound extremely photosynthesis.
What's that mean? Plants converting sunlight into
it means you're
sugar.
Using big words, but in an inappropriate way. That's the irony of it.
Yeah, and I'm still looking for evidence of you made claims that are very much been debunked.
That we can see, yeah, I made claims that time goes back billions of years, and that is confirmed by the fact that we can see for billions of light years.
Perhaps, but we're talking about the Earth, bro. We need evidence that the Earth, you know,
materials
the universe
on Earth are dated
to billions.
Billions
we need
of
evidence
years
that
old
the
as well.
Earth has been here billions of years, because
that's
absurd.
Yeah, and we have that.
No, you
the
don't.
Rocks can be dated
no,
billions of years old. And your argument was when radioactive decay happens, it gets
the rock
smaller.
Cycle? The rock cycle? How are you dating rocks, bro?
No, not the rock cycle. You check the ratio of parent isotopes to stable daughter products.
And how does that work? Because I'm pretty sure this could easily be, yeah, science. That's always your claim, bro. How do you date rocks? Because, I mean, honestly,
scientifically,
other than the rock cycle, which is total horseshit, you probably believe in the rock cycle too.
Well,
I'm pretty sure all
I
the rocks
see your
are probably,
horseshit, and I raise you the bullshit that is the Bible. It literally has bull in the name.
I mean, you could just go with
it. So you bought bull,
sand.
Bible.
Sand essentially would have to be the oldest rocks because it's the most
sand.
Eroded, right?
No.
But that makes too much sense for your dumbass. How do you date rocks?
Scientifically.
Scientifically. You know, I don't
check
trust
the ratio
science,
of
bro.
Parent material to
I don't
product.
Trust science at all. I think the ignorant religious zealots
that
want
that
an
that
ex- of shared
that would
face.
Explain that would explain a lot, because if you don't trust science and you take after your parents, and science tells us you shouldn't drink or smoke when you're pregnant, then that fully explains how we ended up with you here.
Good God, dude. That was funny.
Can't trust what the government says, right?
Probably not.
And the government says don't drink or smoke.
Extremely
when you're
not in your best interest or your child's interest to trust the government.
Guess what all us anti-government people are going to do?
Because guess what? They're paid off by the government.
Oh, no.
You trust the government, bro? You live in South Dakota. You trust the government?
I live in California now. I moved. Remember I didn't tell you where I moved, but I did tell you that I moved. I don't trust this current administration at all. They lie about literally everything. But as a whole, like when you say government, that would include every single office and institution in the entire country on balance. Yeah.
You think that the government has your best interest in mind as an individual?
It depends
scientifically,
on what you mean by
religiously,
that.
And all of that stuff.
I
if
could
you
give
trust
a fuck
science.
If they had my religious interests in mind. No, wait, I would give a fuck, because I think we should have religious liberty and liberty from religion, or freedom from religion, liberation.
You should be free. You should have freedom to be an individual.
Yeah, and that constitutionally enshrined right. And the only group that has the power to enforce that right is the government.
So my problem with you making
if somebody shot your meemaw,
is you're
would
as
you,
silly as
would
the
you
religious
call 911?
Folk, bro. You're making a religion.
Sonic the Hedgehog. If somebody shot your meemaw, would you call 911?
Yeah.
Oh, so you trust the government, huh? The government?
I mean, I would not, if I was being like general claims of like, I would not. You know, they're going to come in hindsight. It'd be better to arm yourself and protect yourself, because they're going to come in hindsight and then try and prosecute people. But like, that's kind of a weird analogy claim. They do make it inherently much more safer.
So in your perfect world where there is no government and somebody kills Meemaw, what do we do about it? You're just going to kill him back?
I mean, there's a place to make the claim that that's actually a more safer, fair world.
Well, it's historically provable that idea is false, because complex modern like
yeah, we're all safer, but we're
democratic
all suffering.
Societies
yeah.
are Everyone's by far the safest that have ever right existed now, in history. It's like 90.
Everyone is systemically suffering right now, whereas 200 years ago, when people took law in their own hands, we're prospering. So yeah, make that make sense.
What we're mostly suffering now are things like income inequality and obesity, and like
yeah,
corruption.
And
but even despite all the even despite all the yeah and the phthalates, right? Because the online brosphere via Joe Rogan is obsessed with measuring taints because of the phthalates. And I agree. Endocrine disruptors, yeah, that's a bad thing. But we live on average twice as long as we did only a couple hundred years ago. Childhood mortality in the United States was 20% 100 years ago. Today it's like 90%.
I said quality of life, bro.
Yeah, quality of life has
quality
of life has unquestionably gone up. Even if you take
only because of technology.
God, shut up. Even if you take the and who invests most in technology? Government with its hundreds of billions of dollars.
I think it's not crazy to say systemically we're suffering at an all-time high globally and the United States.
That's just 100% factually incorrect. You were more likely to die
then why are people unaliving themselves
at
an all-time high, dumbass?
In the past than today. I didn't hear your question because I was talking.
Self-unalignment, that's at an all-time high. So clearly you're lost in la-la land. You're lost in sauce. You're lost
in
sauce,
bro. It is not at an all-time high.
Yes, it is.
In the United States?
Are you fucking serious, bro? Yeah, in the United States. Millennials are dying faster than average death rate. That's a travesty, bro. And no one even cares or is talking about it. Millennials are dying faster than the average death rate. That's insane. That means they're basically dying at 104%. Rate faster than the average death rate, bro.
Oh no.
Maybe you need to go outside and actually experience
suicide. Well, so then I can know what I'm talking about.
No, that's not what I was saying. But
why am I getting why are these graphs so terrible?
I mean, obviously you don't know people that knew old people that talk about the old days, but we're overworked than ever.
Yeah,
we're told that it's supposed to be normal.
I agree with that, but despite that, we live longer, healthier, and lives, and we're more equal than
see, this
at
is
any
actually,
point before. You could maybe argue a few years, like pre-COVID things were a little bit better, but bumps along the ride don't prove that the trend forward will like forever go in the direction that it's going.
You know, the way that you conduct yourself is exactly why I have no respect for science as well.
Because I say things that are true.
And you've actually unfunked my brain just by communicating with you of why I never trusted science to begin with. Because of people that conduct themselves the way that you do. Which it's respectable, whatever, but it's blatantly obvious that you're not a real. You're not real. Like, you're not a real person. You use stuff to skew numbers. Yeah, supposed facts that aren't real. Like, you're not a real motherfucker. That's for fact. And so you people don't get respect, and your platform doesn't get respect.
Because
you're not real. You're not a real dude. Like, you're not real.
You said motherfucker. So this one goes back to 1950. So this goes back pretty far. And so, yeah, the suicide rate, according to this, is basically pretty close to, the highest it's ever been. And that's unfortunate. But it has, I mean, we don't know. Well, I mean, for women, it's actually lower than it used to be. This is very odd. I have no idea what the hell happened in the 1970s. That's a huge increase and then a huge decrease. This makes zero sense. That's really fascinating. And then this too, that drop in the 90s, that's pretty strange too. Maybe that could be the lead or whatever.
90s.
But then obviously, so this is really, see how this is really flat right here? And then it steadily goes up. So this is after the Great Recession. And that's like a pretty obvious, significant reason for that. And things along that line have gotten worse. So, but again, if you look at trends in suicide data, what you find is that it follows these really crazy heightened trends. It will it will go way up for several years, maybe a decade in a particular region, and then it will crash. So you have to keep in mind that we live in the middle of history, not the end of history. And things go up and down wildly for, reasons.
The real data needs to point to millennials' suicide rates, okay? And you will find that millennials are unaliving themselves faster than the average death rate, okay? Fact check me. I know it's correct.
I probably agree and with you. As one of them, I get it.
Which that's contributing to the death rate being less because people are living longer than ever.
Yeah, life expectancy in the United States has been going down since COVID. It's really sad.
It's really not a good thing. It's just people profiting off of old people being put in nursing homes who are inherently suffering.
I don't think that's why. I think it has to do with opiates and quality of life is the main thing. Anyways, do you have any like final
Of longevity? But guess what? You don't know our generation ain't gonna get the longevity, bro. We're dying like fucking flies due to COVID, unaliving ourselves, whatever stress. We ain't gonna have the longevity that the silent generation is having. I guarantee fucking to you, we're already dying faster than the average death rate, bro. Let that fucking sink in. And it's partly due to people claiming facts that are most definitely not facts.
Oh, man. If you would have said facts that aren't
trusted,
if you would have said facts that aren't true, that would have been the greatest thing ever because I wrote a book called that. Anyways, goodbye.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This video and all my videos is on my Patreon ad-free, and you can get a free copy of my first book by being a member too. Plus, your name will appear in the end credits. Thank you.